Thank you, Sam. Phil will now introduce our third group of linked stories.
The Norwich research part has been in the news several times this week. A UEA researcher from Malawi is using her African expertise to explore how East Anglian farms can adapt to the hotter climate we're seeing. A start-up firm at the research park has won a £500,000 grant to help farmers protect oilseed rape from beetles, and another research park-based firm has raised £700,000 to develop a speedy male fertility test. Plans to expand the research park have been approved. Another newspaper reported this week that the Norwich Research Park is now the second biggest in the UK, home to around 50 companies and 3,000 researchers. Alison will introduce the remarkable Malawian researcher.
Yes, a UEA researcher from Malawi is using her expertise of African agriculture to explore how crops such as beans, peas and lentils could help boost the climate resilience of Norfolk farms. Madalitso Magunda, a postgraduate student from the UEA's School of Global Development in Norwich, is investigating the potential benefits of reintroducing edible legumes into East Anglian farming rotations. She said legumes were used extensively in the past to fix nitrogen in the soil until synthetic chemical fertilisers became widely available in the mid-20th century. But she hopes that returning them into arable rotations could reduce reliance on fertilisers, improve soil health and diversify crop rotations in one of England's most productive farming regions. Miss Magunda brings more than 6 years' experience in sustainable agriculture and food systems in Malawi, including work with the World Food Programme supporting legume value chains. She warned that the UK's biggest crops, including the Norfolk staples of wheat, barley and potatoes, are highly vulnerable to climate change.
A Norwich-based company has secured a £500,000 grant to develop a new biological insecticide to help farmers protect their crops from beetles. Bug Biome, an agribiotech startup that moved to Norwich Research Park last year, will use the 24-month grant from Innovate UK to fund a collaborative project with the John Innes Centre, Harper Adams University and Applied Insect Science. The biological insecticide will control cabbage stem flea beetles in oilseed rape, providing farmers with an alternative to traditional chemical-based options, which there are now fewer of due to changes in regulations. The new project marks Bug Biome's expansion beyond sucking pests to coleopteran pests, or beetles, with oilseed rape being its first target. Dr. Alicia Showering, Chief Executive of Bug Biome, said, "We are keenly aware of the problems facing UK farmers struggling to establish oilseed rape since the ban on neonicotinoid use nearly 10 years ago."
A Norwich-based tech firm has raised more than £700,000 in grant and investor funding to develop a DIY sperm test that checks male fertility in just 15 minutes. Virilitas Labs, based at Norwich Research Park, has been awarded a £465,000 grant from Innovate UK, matched with £251,000 in funding raised from private investors. Its rapid at-home sperm tests use lateral flow technology to analyse biomarkers representing fertility and reproductive health from a single semen sample. The test and its companion app, launched earlier this year, return data in just 15 minutes without the need for a clinic visit. Virilitas is a spin-out company from research conducted at the University of East Anglia by Professor Simone Imler and Dr. Daniel Marku. Professor Imler said that one in six couples are affected by fertility issues, of which around 50% can be assigned to the male partner. Male fertility and reproductive health have been ill-served till now, she said.
Proposals for another facility at the Norwich Research Park have been given the Council's seal of approval. South Norfolk Council planning officers said the plans for the new building on a lane west of Heatherset Lane in Colney quite neatly fit into the master planned area. The proposals detail of how the developers, Bullen Group Limited, want to turn the farmland, which is currently vacant, into more facilities to complement the Norwich Research Park, NRP. According to the design statement, the proposed site, known as Zone 3A, will provide an extended hub for additional science, IT, medical and hospital-related businesses and associated development opportunities. Planners for the council, who approved the outline application, said the proposals were considered to be acceptable from a design and landscape perspective, adding that they showed there would be no significant adverse impacts.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a second feature. But for now, it's goodbye from both myself, Alison Aplin, and from Phil Harrison.
Goodbye.